Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. We begin this afternoon with a miracle, and it involves a procedure that you've been hearing a lot about on this station and on some other media outlets, involving the use of animal organs that are used in life-saving transplants on humans. A New Jersey woman just got a pig kidney combined with a heart device as part of a dramatic rebirth, to say the least. And just so you know, Lisa Pisano's combination of heart and kidney failure made her too sick to qualify for a traditional transplant. She's out of options. Well, now, will you listen to this? Mind you, 2 weeks later, after a transplant at NYU Langone. This is Lisa.
I feel the best I've felt in a long time, and I can't thank anybody enough for that. My family, the doctors, the nurses, the staff, everybody here.
Doesn't that give you chills? Isn't that something? And the team at NYU say this is only the second patient ever to receive a pig kidney, following a landmark transplant last month at Massachusetts General. Dr. Robert Montgomery at Langone says, yeah, Lisa's up and walking around, just doing her thing. He says everybody on the ward erupted in cheer when the transplanted kidney started making urine. Say they've never been happier to see somebody be able to pee. He says, of course, now only time will tell how things will go in the long run. But right now, this day, this is amazing.
Her kidney function 12 days out from the transplant is perfect. And she has no signs of rejection.
It's a miracle, folks. And considering what it could mean to more than 100,000 people in the U.S. who are currently on a transplant waiting list, and it says here most of them needing a kidney and thousands who die waiting. As a newsman with a family member who's on dialysis and a brother who died from kidney disease, I could do a story like this every single day, folks. Rooting for you, Miss Lisa. Oh, I love that story. All right, to the latest on the pro-Palestinian protest now at local colleges here. And negotiations continue between protesters and officials at Columbia. An earlier deadline to clear out came and went. Well, there's a new deadline now, but still no clear sign of when a tent encampment will be totally removed. Newsman Glenn Shuck is up there.
While media is still not allowed onto the campus until much later today, from what I can tell, not many students have dismantled their tents or left the encampment, as negotiations with the university continue right through Friday morning, we're told. The university does want non-students to be the first ones to leave. The protest still outside the gates as well.
We will not stop, we will not rest.
This junior's been part of all this. She's not going anywhere.
We're able to help protect the encampment for another day, and we're here to keep doing that until Columbia gives in to their demands and divests.
And Bill Hartung graduated Columbia in 1978. He's come here to support the pro-Palestinian effort.
Frankly, I'm ashamed of the university for doing this.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Wins, 92.3 FM.
Yeah, a smaller encampment remains in place. Meantime, we're hearing House Speaker Mike Johnson is supposed to be headed here to the campus for a speech at some point today, calling for the Columbia president to resign. Governor Hochul all but rolled her eyes, saying, this guy doesn't need to be here. It sounds political. It'll add to the division, and he needs to be in Washington trying to heal and not divide folks. As for the school president, the governor was asked if she's satisfied with the Shaftik administration.
I want to make sure that we get the results we need, which is make sure that every student on campus, every student, feels safe and secure. And I believe that is the path that they're attempting to be on.
Which sounds like a yes. She is satisfied thus far. 1010 Wins will continue to monitor developments at Columbia and NYU, and we'll let you know if anything new happens. I had a terrible fire in Tompkins Square Park today in the East Village. Five people got minor injuries. This happened about 5:30 this morning on Avenue A in St. Mark's. The fire brigade had to use their tower ladders to get up to it. Most of the damage was on the first and second floors. And oh boy, here we go. They're saying they found a lithium ion battery. In all fairness, though, they're not sure if it was the exact cause, but they're looking at it. They got the fire knocked down within a half hour, but it screwed up traffic pretty bad. An investigation continues this afternoon. An animal cruelty case out in Queens lands an 18-year-old in jail. Police say he was being reckless when he accidentally shot a neighbor's Pomeranian.
Monday morning, a woman living on Huron Street called police and showed officers a bullet hole in the window of her home, along with her Pomeranian dog, who was bleeding. Meanwhile, says Chief of Detectives Joe Kenny.
She brought the dog to the vet and then told her that her dog had been shot. The round pierced the dog's leg near its groin and nicked its colon.
The shots fired came from the house directly behind.
It's probably an accidental discharge, fooling around with the guns, but he ended up, like I said, shot fired through a window, almost hits a woman, shoots a dog.
18-year-old Joshua Marte is now arrested. He said he didn't mean to hurt anyone. The dog, Aria, is okay. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
It was an emotional day at the courthouse in Nassau as a woman faced vehicular manslaughter charges for a fatal crash in Massapequa last night.
It's so unfair.
Emotions ran very high here inside the courthouse as friends of the 64-year-old victim were crying and shaking.
This woman is a God-fearing woman. She goes to church.
Prosecutors say 21-year-old Rachel Ladici, who has a Georgia driver's license, but says she lives in a motel in Jericho with her fiance and baby, was drunk and on prescription medication when she crashed into the victim's Nissan in Massapequa. The victim has an 18-year-old daughter.
Mother Cynthia worked hard to buy her daughter a car.
Lodici was held on $500,000 bond and argued with the judge about her license, her phone number, and where she worked.
She has no remorse.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Hempstead, Long Island.
And what's worse, police say the 21-year-old allegedly tried to flee the scene of the deadly accident in a marked public safety vehicle that responded to it. And oh, man. Authorities on Long Island also searching through a wooded area today, possibly part of the investigation into the Gilgo Beach killing. Sources telling 1010 Winds that the search near Wading River Manor Road, this is in Manorville, may be connected to that case. This is the same area where remains of two Gilgo Beach murder victims have been found. Suffolk County DA confirms that city, county, and state police are all working with his office on an ongoing investigation. Didn't specify which investigation, though. As we previously reported, suspected serial killer Rex Huerman has pleaded not guilty to charges related to four of the Gilgo Beach killings. Governor Hochul announcing a series of mental health investments today aimed at helping struggling New Yorkers who cycle in and out of the justice system.
The governor said the approach addresses one of the biggest concerns she hears from New Yorkers.
People are anxious about becoming the next victim of a random crime because you're seeing these stories splashed all over the news. And while your chances may be very slim, it's still that sense that it's out there and I could be next.
$33 million will go toward courtroom-based mental health navigators and continued support for the mentally ill. The budget also includes funding for 200 new beds at state-operated psychiatric facilities.
By enhancing mental health supports, we're not just helping people find stability and peace, we're making our communities safer.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.